To the cloud. Okay, we are recording. So I would like to bring the Otter Rock Water District Budget Committee of June meeting of June 1st, 2021 to order. And what time is it? 6:08. Well, we beat, that's better than last time.
Good job.
Yeah, we got to count our, you know, our bonuses where we can. Let's do a verbal roll call. Taylor?
Here.
Cutler?
Here.
Kammer?
Here.
And Elliker is here. Commissioner Hall is on vacations. Budget Committee in attendance. Hart?
Here.
Gabriel?
Here.
Mullen?
Here.
DeMott?
Here.
And Neem?
Here.
Great. And we have Dale Powers, Buck Boston, Whitney Erskine,
okay, cool.
And Anderson, and we have a phone in attendance. So we continue our discussion, and our treasurer put together good new set of notes, and I hope everybody got my message. Dale Powers has been kind enough to look over my spreadsheet, and I had an error at the bottom of one of the last things that was entered, didn't include it in the total. So if you got a copy earlier, you need to add $1,000 to expenses and reduce the net income by $1,000. Other than that, Dick, why don't you, are you ready?
I sure am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're on.
Okay, all right. Well, as everyone knows, we've been kind of working through the budget, and the right-hand column is the copy for today. Just a second. I guess I don't have it. Yes. All right. I'll just come down. We've talked a lot about a lot of these figures, but the ones with the footnotes are the ones that need to be kind of explained, I think. So as you see, the second column has the notes. And note one is 11,680 commercial income from five commercial accounts at 2020 rates. That's how we figured that. And then we did the same thing with the residual income, the residential income at $50 a month per user. So that got us down to 11,680 plus 85,000 plus some other stuff, including Dan's generous location or donation. And we end up with an income of $166,008. Down to note three, well, that's Dan's. Note four is the accountant's fees. We upped those substantially this year with all the activity that's coming. And we had the 3,500 regular plus 5,000 for an audit. Five is line 5020. Legal fees increased to 3,500 in anticipation of all the activity with the chlorination plant and so forth. Line 5020.6. Grant loan applications, those started out fairly low, but at the last meeting, it was decided to raise them. And I put a little footnote in there as to whether they're okay or too high or too low. The seven line 5300 payroll, and I'll read this note to you. With Cody gone, only the office manager will remain. To bring everybody up to date, we have agreed to hire Highland to be our certified representative and operator. So there's no need for somebody who doesn't have the qualifications, at least the license to do that. And then I put presently under discussion is an option to hire Highland Water to perform the accounting and billing services. This term will be discussed at the June 1st meeting. In the meantime, Whitney's 2020 budget budgeted cost figures being used in this particular budget. And here's how the costs compare. 2020 budgeted costs for Whitney's employment of $7,200 plus labor burden at 15, almost 16%, and that includes workman's comp, ends up at $7,805. Adding per diem, the total is $8,205. That includes $10 for workers' comp. The workers' comp would be around $497 with no paid employees. Estimate for Highland Water billing and conditions only, this is per their bid, is $1,150 per month. That's $13,800 a year. And add additional hours per month at a cost of $40 per hour and $10 add-on for accounts payable. That would add more. All right, number eight, line 5300. Total payroll reduces substantially with Cody gone. So that's now $8,815. Ten is engineering and consulting. That was left the same as an earlier estimate. 11 is on 7050 special projects. We had some discussion on this last time. Line 7050 and line 5300.1. These projects are all split. The labor is here, and the rest of the costs are in under 5300.1 special projects. These items 1 through 5 are to be listed in the budget, but assign no individual costs. When and if performed, these costs are to be included under account number 7070, which is entitled System Repairs and Manage and Maintenance. The total budget, the budgeted amount for this account is now, for that system's repairs and maintenance, is $20,500. About $14,000 or $15,000 are in the form of special accounts. All right, line 12. The total testing is changed to $6,000 per Tom's estimate. Tom has gone to some detail to look at this column, and he'll break that down for individual testing lines, I think. 13 raises in line 7070.1 and 7070.2 and 7070.5. What I really meant to say that there are raises, those are higher than they were in the previous audits we've had, or previous looks. And then in number 12, line 7060, total testing, well, we got that one. 13, 7070, raises, I think 14, we got that. 14, 8,000, this is a new account. The 8010 account will show the amounts the district will have to pay to complete the installation over and above the generous donation given by the Cape Fowler Sanitary District. And we thank them for that again. Line 9,000 will show the ongoing Highland Water and related operating costs. And then this latter part of the budget is going to require most of the discussion, I think, tonight. The donated money will soon be in its own bank account. We have to pass a bank resolution. I thought we could put the money right in, but I should have known better with a governmental or a corporate account, bank account. So there will be a resolution to pass tonight that will put the rest of the money that we have left from the $40,000 donation. And the only bill that's been paid from that donation, sorry about that. The only bill that's been paid from that donation was paid before we received the donation on 2/9/2021.
No, these were later ones.
Excuse me, there are two. One legitimate, that's to Civil West, and this one was paid too early. That was Cascade Waterworks. So we backed that out of the account.
Yeah.
So on the accounts for the $40,000, we show a separate account altogether for the Adirondack Water District chlorination project. And right now it has, I have to get the other sheet. It has $34,180.30 in it. And that's the amount of the check that we have already written, but not delivered to the bank. We will as soon as we get the resolution. That'll be tomorrow. And so that'll set up a whole separate set of accounts there, but we have to account for it. We have to allow for it in our budget as well. And that $40,000, we're going to go over that quite a ways. And so this will be an item of discussion. So that's pretty much my review of where we are.
I appreciate changes, Dick, and I like the new designations at the end so that we can see what's going on with chlorination as well as the operations with Highland. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So do you want to start with the back and work forward, because the chlorination project is really the driving force in this year's budget. The difference, the $40,000 is not going to cover what we've ended up purchasing. We agreed at the last meeting, well, we didn't agree, but the consensus at the last meeting was that we should go with the more expensive alternative, which is a $43,000, roughly $600 tablet plant. And I checked my own. I had some doubts on that at the last meeting. I didn't know how it would compare with the liquid chlorine, but I had a friend back in Iowa that's been in the water business for years. So I called him over the weekends and he said, I think in your instance, you need to do the more expensive one. You need to do the tablet. And that's what the person who supplied the bid recommended as well. So I'm on board with those that lean toward the tablet as far as that purchase is concerned. I talked to the gentleman from Civil West today, and in their bid, they showed, I think I don't have it right handy, but I'll find it as soon as I don't need it. They showed that $43,000 as all-inclusive, including the labor. Well, it's not quite the case. Everything is included, and the labor is for all of the piping, installation, and startup of the chlorination system, except the building. They recommended a 10 by 10 or 10 by 8 building, except any kind of pad that we would want to put on it. And he said that it doesn't, the pad is better if it's built on frame. So we'll have to put posts down and then extend kind of a raised area. I think that may be for the piping, I'm not sure. So I haven't had time today to call Home Depot, but I would guess that that's another, you know, $3,000 to do that plus the wooden floor. So that's where we are there. As far as the operation of that ongoing, Dana said that we'd use about $1,000 worth of tablets a year. And of course the cost of running that is so much amount. I think I'll have to dive back in here. I don't have everything in front of me. I just got here. I had to run over from another place to where I can get electricity. Oh, here it is.
Down
at the bottom, they have a subtotal for the 10 by 10 garden shed, even though they lumped it into their estimate, it's not included. The chlorination system is, and the chlorination system startup is, and it's included, but not the shed. So they estimated it.
Did they estimate for the shed, or did they?
They show on the written document here a shed at 2,000. That's for a 10 shed, but he said that Maybe we don't need one quite that big. It depends upon how big the unit is for the tablet package.
So 2,000, we have to put a floor underneath it. And
a wooden floor. He recommended wood over cement for this.
And we don't know how much that would be either then, do we?
No, but I think that the labor on that we can probably handle ourselves. It's just a matter of materials.
I don't think we're going to do it ourselves. I would be into putting some more effort into that estimate. I've not thought that those quickie chipboard sheds from Home Depot is a good idea. And I've told everybody since I first heard about that idea that I thought it was a bad idea. I think we need to, the details of the shed are important, and we have to keep it from tipping over in case of an earthquake. And we live at the coast, and we need some, well, the details are important. And so So are you saying, Dick, that it was an error that they didn't, the totals didn't include Civil West total? It listed it, but it didn't total it?
They didn't say it was an error. He just said that everything was, when I asked him, I said, does this include the labor of this whole package that he has option one, and that's for $43,572. And he said the only thing not included in that is item 16, the 10 by 10 garden shed.
The labor for it or the material?
Or both?
Both or? That would be the material. But, you know, it looks like he's rolled that into this $43,572. So that's already covered in that. But we'll have to get.
Are you saying that he didn't include any kind of foundation for the shed?
No foundation, and he didn't recommend one. He said for this particular unit, it comes on skids and 3/4-inch plywood on 2x6s would be more than enough as a flooring is concerned.
For a while, but it's not going to last.
Well, we can always put it on.
Could last, yeah.
I think that needs some additional work on that one, and we're going to have to include more budget for that.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, and I agree with that too. This all came just a few hours ago.
I think that's kind of irresponsible of Civil West to not, this is supposed to be a comprehensive estimate for the chlorination project. Well, and now I have to retotal their numbers first, and then do extra work to figure out the details and foundation for the shed.
Yeah, I couldn't agree. It wasn't included. That's probably true. But Dana, weren't you the one that solicited this bid? Maybe you could go back to them.
I've been the one in contact with them. I thought. Looks like you're in contact with them now.
At any rate, I think since they placed it in, even though he told me today it wasn't included, we should assume that that's included. But I don't know if we can assume that the labor is included in that. So I didn't have this sheet with me when I was talking to them. And so I think that exactly, it should have more study.
Yeah, we need to clarification on that. Maybe Dana, you can do that.
Well, Dixie's doing all right.
But you are our designated contact for them.
It doesn't seem to matter. Anybody can call, so why don't we just have Dick do it?
Because Dick has plenty of other things to do. Okay, one more thing, guys. I just discovered this morning when I added those last minute things down at the end, I wrote, if you look at, it's in red, 8010 chlorination facility construction general fund.
Mm-hmm. 8010.
I have this, it should not be 37,428. it should be the 10,000 that we probably need to increase now. And I missed getting that 10,000 in the total expenses. So our total expenses have changed one more time. And yeah, our total expenses are now 169,765. Yeah, and our net income is a negative 3,757.
Your net income is.
Mm-hmm. And I apologize for that. I just got to get more sleep, I guess.
I have a general question about budget. Is the budget committee allowed to increase the budget over our revenues? Or well,
we cannot have a budget. We can't have a budget that doesn't balance.
We have to raise rates.
We would have to raise rates or cut expenses.
Well, that's kind of what my question about. Does the budget committee have the power to raise the rates as part of the budget process? Or is that
the budget committee is recommends the board takes the budget committee's recommendation, and after the last public hearing, then votes to approve the budget, and they can change it if they want. The board has final approval.
So the board, the budget committee can only make the budget for what's currently covered by the rates, and if we think we need
no we can discuss, we probably will end up discussing rates. That could be part of our discussion.
It would have to be.
My personal feeling is that we rather than even think about raising rates, particularly this year, that we should figure on either digging in a little bit to the past savings, because this is a very unusual year. It's what those savings kind of cover. Because our distance between the loss and the income is fairly small.
Right now, but, and then remember that we don't really know for sure what our total cash on hand is until we get bills, any bills we have to pay in May, in June here, and that's coming up in the next week and a half, and then we'll have the final numbers on that.
So that's the treasurer's report. Well, by the way, who gave me this information is named Ted Levine.
So if I write on this, we've got the 67,428 carryover, but that includes the 37,000 that was a donation, right?
Yes. Yes.
On the start. And so then later on whatever it is, 8010, that 37 is the 37 we're talking about right there, right? For the chlorination construction?
On 8,000. It was a mistake to have it on 8010. That's when I moved things around.
So we want to scratch that then, is what you're saying?
Scratch the one. Up above.
Right, okay.
On 8010 and put what we...
What's 10, on 80,000?
Should have been carried over.
Right, 8,000. Okay, so that's 37,428 there.
Yeah. And that
so
has
both
to be...
of those are going to be in a separate account that we're going to have to draw from in order to do this. All we're doing is showing it on the budget report.
For accounting, they have to stay separate because the donation was a restricted fund.
Right.
It was given for a specific purpose. So it's considered restricted. It only can be used for that. So we have to keep things.
But that's separate. Just budgetary. This is for the budget to know that we have that money that we can use, right?
Well, it's for all of our accounting, yeah. But
yeah, it's accounting, but what we need to know is what the budget is. And that's included in here for that reason, I take it. Because that's our total, that's gonna be our funds. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we have to show all right. funds that we're gonna expend this next year.
Okay. But that's an estimate right now because we don't know exactly how many more bills we're gonna pay for June. That total figure.
Our available cash on hand is, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, remember that email I sent out way early before we started on how I came up with that, the unspent projects, unspent money from last year's budget. And I didn't include, we had budgeted 9,000 more for meters, which it looks like we're not getting done. And there was actually another 8,000 that came up. It came out to 38,000 plus 9,000 for the meters. And I was being conservative, putting the 30,000 instead of 38,000.
Right.
But unfortunately, we got to get our bills in that we're going to pay here first before we'll know our final numbers.
And that's when we'll have to be able to balance the budget at that point and know whether we're going to be over or under. And it looks like we're going to be over.
Right. And I think we need to increase this 10,000 extra for the chlorination facility, especially with the word that it may not, you know, doesn't actually include any type of foundation.
Yeah, I just added up the numbers and the 43,000 for option one was correct. It included the 2,000 for the building, at least. Not anything for the foundation, of course.
Right.
And not anything for any extra details we might want to put in.
Right.
Yeah, I can't understand why they didn't give us a total figure on that. If we're asking them for a total bid.
Yeah, an estimate.
We'll go back to them. There's another option for that building. You know, there are farm buildings standing 50 years, simply pool sheds. So if we just simply go down and put four corners in with big poles and then bridge those with the 2x8s, or 2x10s, at least for the floor joists, cover that with 3/4 inch plywood and then give it a good painting, I think that would suffice.
Remember that we've got a lot of underground pipes here on that site. You know,
yeah.
A lot of stuff to watch out for. Another option would be to just excavate a superficial excavation, put some gravel in there and compact it and pour concrete slabs.
Or do concrete blocks plus the gravel. That's what the Cascade design had included.
Yeah. Either way, we need to know how much it's going to cost, I guess.
Right. We need to come up with some estimate. And then we also needed an estimate. Dana, I think you were going to work up something for the additional services from Highland, since their basic operation is pretty basic and we know we'll have additional work through them.
Nope, I don't have anything there.
You don't have anything?
Nope, I don't have anything.
That's the
your proposal.
That's the $15,600.
Right, but that only covers one test a month, one site visit. That doesn't include the chlorine testing. What, any?
24-hour service.
Well, it should be 24-hour on call.
That's we don't pay for that?
Well, we'll pay extra if they end up coming out, but we can call them.
What that might be, we need to come up with a figure for that too.
Oh yeah, because they have an emergency rate and What else didn't, no grounds maintenance, no spring flow measurement, no flushing of the hydrants. So anything over and above that will be on a time and materials basis, and we need to come up with some type of estimate. I mean, somehow.
What's the contract labor for systems and repair and maintenance, 70-70? What's that covering?
Oh, that's, we put the special projects in there.
Labor and material?
Well, contract labor was, you know, excavation, I think, or. Okay.
And the materials are in there too then, okay.
And then materials, some of it was gravel, and I don't know that I have all the details now. It's.
Well, what I'm wondering is some of these projects you're talking about, like, ground maintenance and stuff like that, I wonder if that couldn't be subcontracted out to somebody besides.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe we need more money in contract labor for stuff like that.
But we have, Tom, didn't you kind of come up with a list of things that.
Yeah, I had a list. Systems. I had a list of things that I thought of.
Right. Maybe you could go over that real quickly for us.
Well, first I wanted to make sure whether their contract was, that these are just things that weren't included, obviously, in the basic service mm-hmm. of Highland. And so it would probably be in the other category, although I wasn't sure. I wanted to know whether they were going to take on the role of DRC and actually be listed as our DRC. Well, I assume they are. Oh, okay.
It says that.
Okay.
In their first one.
And then the on-call 24/7, of course, that doesn't explain what would be included. It just means they answer the phone or what. What else does it include? If they need any permits, I was wondering if that includes that, and I doubt that it does, because they talk about pass-through costs usually being paid by the district. Things like if we needed a DEQ permit or an OHA permit of some kind. Other tests. Then there's the issue of what tests are covered, and it sounds like they just do one test a month, like you were talking about, but we have quite a long list of tests that have to be performed. And I sent the board members a couple of spreadsheets with that on it, with all the testing schedule and everything. And I'm considering most of those to be extra costs, which Dick has included in the budget.
Right. Now, can I ask a question? Was that your estimate was for the cost of the lab costs for having those tests done, correct?
It included both, actually. There's line items separate for collecting the sample and another separate charge for transporting the sample to the lab if it's a sample that has to be transported. The only one that isn't is the chlorine residual testing, that's would be done right. All at, you know, on site. But there's extra charge for all the other tests. And there's a frequency of testing anywhere from multiple times a year to up to 9 years interval. And so And then there's a schedule that's all available online for when the last test was and when the next one is due. You figure out based on the interval. And so I figured out when all the next tests are due and look at the budget year we're working on and figure out what tests would actually be required. I also looked at it as a yearly average approach, but I think that looking at this year and what charges will actually be stuck with, that was the most useful. So
can I ask you, everything. Tom?
Yeah.
I don't see where the labor is. I'm looking at this spreadsheet.
Which are you looking at? The one one that has let's see. There's two spreadsheets, and one of them is the fiscal year spreadsheet, and that one has a cost for analysis, a cost for sample collection cost. Do you see that? Is that the one you're looking at?
Yeah. Oh, so that's okay. Where you put the labor, and does that include mileage or?
No, it's just, I don't really have a hard number for it. So I just put in $25 to collect each sample. So if there's a test, somebody goes and collects it, like Highland would go and collect it. And I just put in a nominal amount of $25 for every sample they collect.
Okay. So their rates are, their utility worker rates are 41 at the lowest. So you're figuring like half an hour or something. Yeah. Okay. Great.
And then there was $10 to the drop-off fee to get it to the lab.
Well, that's the lab charges us that, right? Yeah, you're charging an extra 10?
Yeah, the costs that are in their price list do not include that 10.
Oh, okay. I thought you were, that was, you know, the lab has a $10 pickup fee too for each sample. Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm including. And I'm trying to lump, if there's multiple tests that can be picked up at the same time, I'm trying not to duplicate that 10 ever any more than I have to.
That would be good, yeah. So that's the 55.
Well, that's probably pretty close to that.
Is that the water quality testing total is what we're talking about right now? 70, 60? Yeah,
it's the total that I came up, actual total was 4772, but then I added 500 in case we have some positive test results that required, triggered sample, additional samples for the bacteriological test. And so that brought it up to 5272, and then Dick rounded it to 5500. For the fiscal year.
Okay,
so what else will we have? So you've included that extra testing labor that Highland would be charging us.
So I think we've got that accounted for elsewhere.
That's and covered.
Then there's a system survey that's done. I don't think it's due this year though, but in general, that was a question of whether they prepare for and participate in the system surveys that are done every 3 years. The record keeping, I'm assuming that they keep some records, but want to make sure about that.
We sure hope so.
Keeping up the manuals that we require to do, like the operations and maintenance manual and the emergency response manual, do they include that? Otherwise, somebody will have to do that. We're out of shape right now. And if we're looking at loans and grants, we're gonna have to really look good, have all of our ducks in a row.
Right.
In the office in many different aspects, the operations and the bookkeeping and everything will all be, and the rates, I think the rates have to be looked at and make sure that we're charging enough, and that kind of thing. But anyway, back to this, then there's a cross-contamination report that has to be done every year. I think they said they do, that's in their basic charge.
Tom, are these things that we've got on our budget sheets here, or are these things we have to add to it that you're talking about right now?
The, they're not things that are itemized on the budget. No, they're we're trying to figure out whether these would have to be added, or whether they're or how much would have to be added. There are things that are probably not, most of them are not included under the basic charge, Highland charge.
We need to make a list of what we want to ask Highland. Is, are we going to charge for this, or is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I did. I made a list, and I tried to get a cost for all those things. But I think Dana, do you want to answer that?
I don't have any cost for them. I got the list and everything, but I didn't get any cost for them at this point.
Okay. Well, so we have a line ready, sitting here and ready for it under the 9,000 group. And that's Stan, that's what that line is for.
Okay.
For their things that we know we'll need that are not covered under their basic system operation quote, which
we have no idea.
$1,300 a month.
We don't know what that's going to be, though.
No, we have to come up with an estimate.
Come up with that, yeah.
Yeah.
These are things that have typically been done by the superintendent before, all wrapped into that job. Yeah.
Well, Tom, can you work on that then?
Sure. If, but I'd have to get involved with Highland, and I don't want to step on Dana's toes. You know, that's his task. He's the liaison with Highland.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine, Tom. You got the questions in that. You probably have even more questions in that. So I'm fine with it.
Okay. If he'll talk to me, I think I did call him once, but never got a call back.
He's pretty good about responding and really willing to talk and give out information. So he might have been just really busy.
Okay, I'll keep trying.
Okay. Anything else we need to go over? Any other questions? Any other areas of concern that people have?
I did find out one more cost for the operation of the chlorine system. I forgot to ask about the pumps. Actually, I thought there was only one pump. I learned today there's two pumps. One of them runs 24/7. And they last at least 5 years and the cost of them are $5,000. So if you average, you know, $1,000 a year, they could last longer or they could last less, but usually 5 years or more.
So
if you average that over a yearly cost, you'd have to add another $1,000 to the operation of the chlorine system.
Now, did you include that donated pump in the system at all?
I'm not familiar with the donated pump and how it would work with the system. I don't think it would work with the system because these are special chlorination pumps that operate pumping chlorine and
CO. Okay, this was a water pump.
Yes.
Pat.
Hi. Could someone explain, Dick, where the rest of the 53 $1,000 in the Civil West bid for the chlorination system is showing in the budget. I only see the $37,428.
Well, that would be that extra line that, sorry, 8010 that probably needs to be updated from 10,000 on up.
Yeah, that was left open, probably an error, because what we're going to look at with the plant is the 43,572, which is on the bid, which includes the shed. But the construction of the shed, we have to add to that, plus 10,700 in engineering costs. So, Dana, I think we came up with 54,272, didn't we, on that? And we don't have that in there, but 40,000, excuse me, we don't have the 40. If you deduct our donation, 40,000 from that, well, then we're at 14,272. And we've got just 10,000 in, so that's a mistake.
Well, that was just a first stab, so we haven't adjusted that.
So we're looking for, in place of 10,000 on the line that Pat mentioned, we're going to be about 15,000 more, excuse me, 5,000 more than that. Our total... I would guess that the shed, however we build it, could be a couple thousand, maybe 3,000 more. So assuming that, we're up to 57,000 approximately. And we've got 40 to deduct from that at least in our separate little side sketch. So we're going to be about 15,000 that the water district is going to have to contribute to the construction of the chlorination project equipment.
So you're saying take that line up to 15,000 then?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
That's an error on my part. And I thought we would kind of kick around the whole thing, and that's what we've been doing. I think that, just to add again to what I said, I think the tablet system that Dana recommends and Tom agreed with last meeting, I think it's by far our best bet. And granted, the direct injection of the chlorine type system is manual, where this is completely automatic, well, it's partially manual, makes the ongoing service of that a lot easier. So I think we'll end up with a pretty good system. It's just how we can pay for it.
Okay, so we up that. So that would take our net down to 575,757.
So we'd be about 20,000 in the hole at the end of it if these numbers hold up. You show at the end, Beth, when you added up this last time, 181. 289 down, but we need a 5 for that. And our revenue, by the way, it's just, I think 145 hookups. Someone said we're close to 150 at 50. Well, down, at 50,
yeah, we don't, they aren't all paying. They aren't all on and paying.
But will they pay eventually if they're pressed?
Well,
good guess.
Some of them are abandoned. There's an abandoned house down near me, and there's some old, basically camping lots that were, they quit paying on, and we couldn't chase them down. So
I think we can build them and just put a lien on the property to protect ourselves. when well, they go to property, then we get paid. And we can add, legitimately add an interest, a reasonable interest amount on that.
Basically write it off.
Write it off until the lot's sold, is what you're saying. And then it's a but we won't get it coming in. We won't get it as revenue. If,
no, you know. No.
So I don't think we can count on having it.
No, you write it off and say we don't have it.
I think we ought to look at ourselves as just like any other utility. Like, how would Central Lincoln do this? Would they, put a lien on, or would they send a collection? You know, I think we ought to operate it like a business, like any other utility.
Well, we get requests from the title companies when properties are sold.
But along the line, they would simply shut you off, and we could certainly do that.
Well, if we could realistically shut everybody off, but it doesn't matter if you shut them off if they don't even use the property and don't care.
But isn't there a rather punitive re-hookup charge? I remember I checked with the water company 10 years ago about that, and it seemed to me that the re-hookup, if you have them shut it off for any reason, really, the re-hookup charges was $4,500 or something. I don't recall. I think it's quite punitive, and I think it must be legal, or they wouldn't have had it in the.
Is that here? Because that's not ours. We have a $600 shut-off fee, right?
What is the re-hookup? What is the turn back on fee?
Or for just, you mean after an absence?
I'll give you an example. The little A-frame I bought way back when I first came here, thought I would fix it up, and it might someday be sewer available, which it never has been. I've been paying water on that since 19... this is embarrassing. It's not a good investment. 1995. And I queried Ed Dykstra, and he said, "Well, it's very expensive to hook back on. Best bet is just to keep paying." Of course, I shook my head dumbly and said, "Okay." And
that was $10 a month too.
Yeah, probably. Saying. Hey, Lynn, yeah. Buck Boston. Maybe you know the answer.
The $600 included the turn on fee. So basically,
the 600.
Yeah.
I think we should increase that if it's possible.
It was.
Don't we have a $500 fee to turn on back this water that's been shut off?
It's $600, I think.
It includes the turn on, turn off, and turn on.
Yeah, $500 plus turn off, turn on. Yeah.
Okay.
When they're off, we aren't charging them. Correct. So we're missing out on that revenue.
I know for a fact in Depot Bay, when you shut off your services and turn them back on, it's $4,000 or $5,000. It's a big, heavy amount, and it's designed simply to keep people online.
Right. And I think Beverly Beach has a similar thing too, and it depends on how long it's off. They'll charge you like a whole new connection fee and everything. It's like you're starting over again.
If the board doesn't mind, I'll just investigate that and give a report the next time.
Yeah, we can look into all our rates and fees all we want and make recommendations.
Okay.
I really hope we don't have to raise rate this year. I really do. I'm concerned that when we get to the big project, it's going to be a huge rating. And I just don't, I'm worried about that enough as it is. And then if we raise it sooner, I think it's going to just confuse people. And I just have reservations about that. I would rather cut expenses and keep them low, keep things less complicated than I would raise rates. That's where what I believe right now.
Mm-hmm. I agree with Jenny.
Yeah. I don't quite. I think that the water district should have been incrementally raising rates for the last 20 years, just slightly to you know, have set aside funds and to, and you know, it's going to be extremely painful if we do have to increase them substantially. It's just, although at this rate, you know, it's too late, so can't have any.
I think this time in between now and when we have the infrastructure big charge, I think we're missing an opportunity, you know, to raise the rates. I think that that when we get the infrastructure project, we can reset the rates. It's not like they're going to all add whatever we add, we raise it to now, it's going to just be piggybacked on top of the infrastructure rate in the future. I think that will be kind of a reset time. But right now we need to take care, need to make up for the past neglect of the system and get things in order. And I think we'll be required to do that to get loans and grants for the infrastructure project. They're going to want to make sure that we're doing things, we're operating, we're being responsible and operating the system as well as possible.
So what you're saying is that if ultimately it was going to raise the rates to let's just say $150, that what you're saying is it's not like we would raise the rates now and then add another 150 onto that. But that right. you're, and you know, if, yeah, we just would have to, I think, really communicate clearly with the community why the rate is going to incrementally increase by that much. Just so people know, they can prepare. It's going to be difficult for some people to pay that, but if we have a good communication, maybe that would be easier for people. I saw.
We really don't know how much we're going to have to raise the rates for the big project, because we don't know whether we're going to be able to get funding that we don't have to pay for or what. We don't know whether it's going to be a loan or what. So you really can't say what it is. So, but right now we know we need what we need. So you kind of have to deal with what you have right now and not what you might be in the future.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think about how this is going to feel to the people. I just want to make sure we keep it in mind.
I agree. I know what you're saying. I just don't know what you can do about it.
Yeah, I know.
Get out of savings, like Dick said, for this year. Maybe that's what you do. I don't know. It's the only other option, other than I don't see where we can cut expenses. You know, I just don't see that in there.
Yeah.
All I see is more expenses coming, is what I see, because we don't have all our facts and figures. It's going to go up, not down.
Yeah, I agree.
So we need to get our facts and figures.
As treasurer, I think that in looking over everything so far, I think we're pretty well covered. I don't think that we'll have a whole lot of variation in this budget. I might be wrong. It seems to me that we're more than adequate across the board.
Maybe we should check with Dale. Are you still there? Dale has said he'd update the spreadsheet as we were talking this time. I sent him.
I don't want to cut Dale off, but Pat's been having her hand up for quite a few minutes. I don't know if you haven't noticed, but
okay.
Patiently waiting.
Okay. I guess I don't know if Dale's still there. Go ahead, Pat.
Pat's on
You're muted, Pat.
Okay.
There you go.
Dale is still there. Hi, Dale.
I'm good. There he is.
Tom's point is well taken, and so much of the expenses in this year's budget are one-time things that have to get taken care of. It's not like this is going to be, many of these costs are going to be in next year's budget also. They won't be, like the chlorination project in 2022. That'll be done.
Well, and new.
Some of the associated costs with that will be gone. Dick, can you, maybe I'm looking at this incorrectly, but under 7070 system repairs and maintenance, there's $29,000 showing there. Isn't that funds that would be spent to cover all the extra things that aren't in the basic Highland contract?
Yes,
isn't that what that money is for?
Including the special projects that we may or may not do.
Those are, yeah, what was left over from special projects. We went through that.
Purposely left in the budget the five special projects that we discussed several times before, but we just took that amount of about $15,000 and added it to this category you just mentioned. So that has some leeway both up and down.
Right. Okay. So that was number four and five, LA Street repair and distribution system valve boxes.
Okay, so that's probably not enough then, but it's part of that is going to be covering some of the things you're asking Tom to itemize from Highland, isn't that correct?
No, that would be a services contract, the additional services
That's what I'm talking about, the additional services.
Right, but that's part of our basic services, just not their basic services.
Right.
And I think that's budgeted for special projects. All that money wasn't designated to cover costs that Highfield isn't going to do. Highland. I don't think that was part of it. I think it was just for the special projects, which we haven't decided on which special projects we're going to do.
Those special projects don't total $29,000, though.
I think they do. That's labor and material. Labor and material.
Right.
Maybe not. I haven't checked it. That's just what I thought we were doing now.
Okay. Maybe, yeah. Maybe I missed that. I had one other question for Dick. What was it? Well, move on. Talk to Dale.
Dale, where are we looking?
Well, you're currently upside down to the tune of roughly $8,800.
$8,800, okay.
Does that include, Dale, the extra $5,000 that we talked about?
You're talking about the total chlorination project being $52,428?
Yes.
It's in there.
That's okay. The extra we put into the 8010.
Yeah,
correct.
2010.
Yep.
Upping that to 15. Okay. Thank you, Dale.
Yep.
Again, my personal opinion is that if we're in that kind of range being over, we're going to borrow some funds from our savings.
Right. And you know,
I've been doing that all my life. I'm an expert in that.
there's still a lot of things we haven't included, though.
Right. We need that additional services part. And remember, when we first started this, we just left in the last year's contingency fund of $89.50. And somehow it got changed to $88.93. I'm not sure how, but that we haven't really reviewed. We'll need to do that at the end. We might want to pull out even a little more from savings just to have in there, because that one, as long as it's under 15% of your total, which would be pretty big, you can just transfer it in, use it as a contingency.
Especially when we're talking,
Anything else from the committee?
Pat has her hand raised.
Yeah, I know, but I just want to make sure everyone that's on the committee has a chance to ask questions and share their views. So I guess everybody else is okay. Pat, what else did you have?
Just a reminder that $15,000 that's cash carried over from a year ago was designated for meters at that time and taken out of savings but not used. So there's already $15,000 that's essentially borrowed from savings in your cash carryover, or you're calling it available cash on hand. Just right. A reminder, and one of the, what Tom was saying about grants and loans, especially the loan people, as Lisa would remind everybody, as well as both Civil West and Mark Knudsen, advise the board to start raising rates incrementally, because we are borrowing from savings instead of balancing our budget. And they want to see that our rates are covering our maintenance costs and all of our other costs.
Well, that's helpful information.
Okay.
Wow.
So we need more information on this additional services. What else are we getting information on?
I thought they were going to do before. Mm-hmm.
Did someone else? I didn't hear that.
Oh.
Ann and Patty, you're not muted.
Yeah, she's not. Yeah. There was nothing. She was just talking.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, so I have one question on the grants and loan application. There was a $12,000 number there to Civil West. Is what's left on that? Will that $10,000 cover what's left on that that we owe Civil West?
I don't know what we owe Civil West, frankly. I think we've made just the one payment to them, haven't we, Beth?
Well, for the grants and loans, yeah, for the FEMA grant, I think we've made just one payment. Okay, so that's something else we need to
That was $2,600. I think the rest of it we still are going to have to pay.
How much left on Civil West? FEMA. And Tom, you're going to look into additional services with Dana and Highland?
Yes.
You work together maybe on that?
Yeah, I was going to, you mean to get a budget estimate for the additional, yeah.
Yeah, okay, great. Great. I'll check on where we are with the Civil West contract. Is there anything else we have to discuss?
Just be glad we all live in Otter Rock and not down here in this boiler.
We are. We even complain when we have to go to the valley, at least some of us do. Anything else we need to look into? Dick, what did you want to do something about this bank account?
Yeah, we'll make the transfer to. Oh, sure. We need to vote on the resolution. I'm sorry.
Well, and are you thinking our previous resolution isn't adequate?
I am. I think we need a special one on this one, particularly with the history of this one.
Well, what do you want it to say?
Well, there's some boilerplate language, but basically we authorize the a new bank account for the Otter Rock Water District. And that's all. And with Columbia Bank, and I don't know that you need anything else. There's lots of flowery stuff, but well, that's all we really want. It's just they even have a form, I'm sure.
We have templates, but crap. I probably can't find that now.
For those of you who don't know the history of this, I came in and not really realizing that we had promised to put the sanitary, for Kapawa Sanitary District money in a separate banking account. I didn't realize that. Mr. Moody said that it would be fine to just keep it as a separate department of our own books, which we have to do anyway. So just to take the easiest path, I thought we'd just not do that. Well, I found out in a hurry that promise needed to be fulfilled so we could keep our credibility. And so that's why I hurried around and got arranged to do this. And so that we don't break faith with anyone and keep our stellar reputation.
Okay, so our resolution we passed in March says, the treasurer is hereby directed to maintain the above mentioned funds, and that was the donated funds from the sanitary district, in a fund held in a dedicated bank account and issue funds from said account for payment of the chlorination system and replacement tank.
Yeah, that's all we need.
Well, that's what we already got. So I think we've got it. I did have to talk to Tim at the bank for another thing, and he thought that was all they needed. I mean, he needs either something in a minute, or he said a resolution was just fine, and he told me he thought that was just fine.
Okay, I think though that with the history of this particular event, I think it would be nice to have all five commissioners vote in favor of this particular resolution so we can put the money in the bank tomorrow.
Well, we can put the money in the bank. We don't need five commissioners to do that. And I wouldn't vote for it because it's been recommended by several people that it's just a lot of extra work. And it's totally unneeded, and it just complicates things. But if a majority of the board wants to do it, of course, then we do it.
Let's use that resolution. I think that'd be fine. So we don't need to discuss it further.
Okay. Yeah, I think it will work. Now we'll all have to sign new papers. And in fact, we may need to anyway, because we got a little snafu with this last round, but we'll find that out. Okay, I was trying to do a recap here. What else are we supposed to, any other tasks that we were going to do that I've missed?
Well, why don't we take what's happened tonight, drop these numbers in here with a little more information, get a copy to everybody who's in attendance tonight for comment. And if we don't receive any comment, or if we do, we rate it if it works, and put this one to bed.
Can I make a request to put a date on every version so we can keep track of which one we're looking at?
Yeah. Right. That's would be up at the top of each column. You mean on the spreadsheet?
Yeah, to know which version of the spreadsheet we're looking at, not just the, because if we have a budget, like a spreadsheet with this, they could have the same columns for, well, I don't know. Do you,
well, knowing me, we'll have to put the time and the date on it because I came up with three different versions today, I think, already.
All I'm saying is that I want to be able to look to tell what's the latest one.
Right.
There's a lot of them floating around.
Well, time and date would be good. I've got a question. Are we going to go over this reconciliation detail, or is that something that we just got for fun? Because I don't understand it.
So where are you looking?
Reconciliation detail. I got that in the email today.
From who?
From you.
From me?
I don't know from who. It was part of the emails that I got at about 4 o'clock.
What's the date on the
P&L and the bank account? That was Dana requested that.
Yeah, this is different though. This is the reconciliation.
Yeah.
It's the checking account.
The checking account?
Right here.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there something we're supposed to be looking at on that, or is it just for our own amusement?
It's for your amusement, I guess, unless you want it. Okay. Dana wanted it.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know why it was sent, so that's why I asked about it.
Yeah.
Is that something that's to be used for the supplemental budget?
No, we don't have to do a supplemental budget. We are going to have to do a formal, I'm still working on that in between everything else, appropriations transfers, but we don't have to do a supplemental budget. What I was told.
So we just, I thought the supplemental was to pay for the bills that come in after July 1st, but they're for June.
Supplemental budget is if you increase your expenditures more than 10% in a year, if you need to increase them.
So,
and you have to file a supplemental budget, but we're not increasing our expenditures for this year. We just have to transfer some funds around to make our P&L look good.
So what mechanism do we use to pay the bills for June that don't come in until July?
Oh, that's the next fiscal year. Anything you pay on a cash basis, anything you pay in the next fiscal year is in the next fiscal year. But we've budgeted for bills for all 12 months. We just have to make sure that our cash carryover or available cash on hand here, which is your figure at the top of this spreadsheet, is accurate. So we don't overspend next year. Okay. When do we want to meet next?
Well, do we need to meet any further on the budget?
Well, we haven't finished it, and the budget committee needs to approve what we have, or approve their recommendation.
Okay. Shouldn't be too long. I think that if we just incorporate what we discussed tonight, we could have it in the mail tomorrow, and people can look at it, and we can do it anytime, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, we have that some information together, I think. May not happen in just a day.
Beth, when do you have to have the notice put in the newspaper?
We have to have a notice at the very latest. I lost my calendar here.
18th or something, I don't know.
If we have it in the Friday paper and we have our budget hearing the 29th, we're scraping by, but I think we have to have it in the 18th.
So in other words, we don't need to rush this right now. I mean,
we just have to for sure finish it.
Well, sure, but I
by
think
that
it's
time
getting close, you know.
I have a schedule here that Pat gave me where she had marked published notice and summary due between June the 7th and 10th, and then hold budget hearing on June 15th. Those were the suggested dates she had.
To hold the hearing when?
On June 15th.
I think it's too soon.
Okay. Well, we have to adopt the budget by, according to her notes, by June 29th.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we've got our regular board business to take care of too here.
Okay.
Well, just speaking for myself, I would, instead of just rushing the next couple of days, I would like to take a little time to look through the updated version that comes out, because I may have a couple more questions. I don't know how everybody else feels, but if it was due day after tomorrow, sure. But since we've got few days, I would like to just take a little bit of time and look at these items, some of them line by line.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I would too.
So when you say you want a little time, what are you talking?
Me personally or everybody?
Yeah, well, you're one of our voices here. Are you talking at least a week?
Sure.
Week and a half?
No, I don't think it needs to go that far, but a week. And then we get a few more of the figures that seem to be floating out there. And then I would think, I mean, if they're not in by then, I don't know if they're going to come in about the shed and different things.
Yeah, we'll get out the dartboard at that point, right?
I don't know how everybody else feels, but I'd be comfortable with meeting again in a week and having that kind of as a goal to wrap everything up.
Okay, I think that would be real good. That would be the 8th.
I don't know. Well, next, that's your next regular meeting, isn't it?
No, our meeting's not till the 15th.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the 2nd. Whatever.
It's the Tuesday after the second Monday.
I know, it's always a little confusing.
Yeah. I know, it drives me crazy sometimes.
Wednesday, it worked out better for me. If we're going to delay it, so a week and 2 days or something rather than Tuesday, another day.
Wednesday?
Sure. Yeah, Wednesday, a week from Wednesday.
Switch it up, huh?
So why not?
Yeah, why not? Okay, that would be the 9th.
Okay.
How's everybody else with the 9th?
Sounds good.
Okay. Pencils.
Muted.
Let's do that. Let's do it. Schedule it for the 9th.
6 o'clock.
Always 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay, great. That should wrap it up for tonight then. Congratulations. We're only like about an hour and a half in. That makes Beth happy. When Beth likes those long meetings, right? Yeah, no. Okay. Any objection to an adjournment?
No. Sounds good.
Okay, well then we will adjourn. Thank you everyone for coming.
Thank you, Beth.
7:32.
Bye-bye.